This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I really am excited to talk to someone who I have really grown to become obsessed with on social media because he's actually a big entrepreneur. He's CEO of VaynerMedia and the absolute authority on all things digital media. And he's got every tip you need to whip your social media and maybe your life into shape. Please welcome someone I deeply respect, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Hi.
Wow.
Hey, gang. Good morning. Hey.
Gary.
Hi.
I feel like I watch you talk to, you know, you're such a big CEO and like you're uber successful and you have such an amazing story about how you got to where you are today. I mean, you know, will you tell us a little bit about just the origin story of Gary?
You know, the origin story is an ode to my incredible parents. I was born in the Soviet Union. We immigrated to the US in 1978. We lived in a studio apartment in Queens with family members. It was a really rugged start, but when you have an incredibly encouraging, practical, self-esteem building mother and father who works his face off and tries to step up the family. And my dad eventually had a liquor store he owned that I came into. I built one of the first e-commerce wine businesses, then became an early investor in things like Facebook and Twitter, and went on to write books and start this marketing company. And all in the name of trying to buy my favorite football team, the New York Jets.
Yes! I know you're obsessed with them.
I'm obsessed with them, but I'm obsessed with showing people that you can build nice businesses by being nice to people. And I think changing the narrative around business is important to me. But I've focused so much on social and digital media, and I'm happy to join you guys this morning.
Well, you know, you turned your father's thing, the wine library, from a $3 million to a $60 million enterprise and started all of these media companies. And I'm really loving the fact that you are the one who talks to Anheuser-Busch and Pepsi-Cola and these gigantic juggernaut brands on helping them with branding and social media. And then you take that wisdom and you apply it to a kid who reaches out and is trying to figure out where to start on social media. But thank also you. What you do is you help them how to handle it emotionally. Hmm. Why do you do that?
I do that based on the things that you were just talking about. This is absolutely a self-awareness, self-esteem game. We're gonna try to demonize social media, but social media is a mirror into who we actually are. Back to the bigger point, if you're looking for affirmation, whether that comes from a spouse or your parents or a boss or random people like JohnnyPants47 on Instagram, it's always not going to work out. So for me, it's about self-esteem building, but we have to be careful because we went through a generation of delusional, you can do anything. And I do think self-awareness and being practical layered with optimism is the key to this game.
Yeah, JohnnyPants47 is losing his mind right now, by the way. I want to know though, you know, so you talk about you don't look for affirmation, but the haters gonna hate, you know, like Taylor Swift said. So what do you want to do? How do we best block the negativity on social, especially for these young kids?
I think it's compassion and empathy for the people that are leaving the hate. You know, think about this. Huh. I mean, these are literally, I say to myself, if somebody is taking the time to come onto my account, consume my content, and then say, I suck, that's an indicator to them having so much pain that they want to drag me down. I deploy compassion and empathy to my hate. I don't think that's a reflection on me. I think it's a reflection on them.
Hmm. Wow. That's like an aha moment. You know, rather than like responding, what if you just wrote back, I love you, or something just kind of wonderful and having empathy for them?
I literally 45 minutes ago had somebody say to a piece of content, Gary, this is ridiculous. You're not that special. I replied, well, that's not what my mom said, comma, because I looked at the person's account. I said, your photography is remarkable. For me, when you're in a great place, you can always be the bigger person. And for me, the biggest issue is that people have lost civility and grace. And I think that to me, humanity and kindness is the answer always to darkness.
I completely agree. I am an optimist like you. That's why I love what you're telling everybody all the time. I watch so many of your IG lives and I'm just like, this is a voice that people need that is salient and protective from the pitfalls. It's also so actionable. You're not just giving emotional guidance and stability. You're giving business tips and important advice that's going to help them. It's like such a perfect hybrid. Okay.
Thank you.
So let's get into some news really quickly. Netflix, Variety is reporting that like these new movies are going to come out every single week in 2021. That's 70 movies in a year. Like Idris Elba, Jennifer Lawrence, The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, so many more stars. Directorial debuts from Lin-Manuel Miranda, Halle Berry. Gary, you've been in the digital world for so long. Do you think this is just... like, again, what's going to happen? Do movie theaters come back? Are we all sitting in our houses forever? What are we doing?
No, we're humans. We need each other. We're yearning for it. Will it be a little bit weird when we get fully back to normal? Sure, it's like coming out of summer vacation, going back to school. Movie theaters can come back, but they need to innovate. These movies that Netflix are going to put out are going to be remarkable. It's cozy in your home. The popcorn's not as expensive. So I think innovation is the future for movie theaters. Like, why can't a movie night be $100, more like a Broadway show, but you do dinner upstairs and then you go to the movie? I think you're going to see innovation over the next decade or two in the movie theater world. But I think this quantity execution by Netflix is brilliant. I think that in Hollywood and in general, in creative land, we demonize quantity. We're like, what about quality? Well, quality is subjective. You either like it or you don't. But quantity is not subjective. So while Netflix puts out all these movies and their competitors put out far less, it gives Netflix many more at-bats to hit the home run that, let's say, a Queen's Gambit was. Uh-huh. And so I think quantity is demonized in creative landscapes and should not in an internet infrastructure world.
Well, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I'm just sort of thinking, like, thanks a lot, Netflix. Like, I'm going to be dating my lazy boy all of 2021. Okay, people aren't just burnt out on social media. They're also feeling the Zoom drain. Zoom just changed everything. And Prevention reports that Zoom fatigue is a new real thing. And it happens because of that little delay on the video call, you know, where it's like a slight gap, but you know that thing you do?
You mean like the show we make every day?
So you get it. Yeah. They say your brain has to work harder to focus on it. Psychologists say you should take breaks between Zooms. What do you think? I happen to love Zooms. Now when people say, let's have a phone call, I'm like, oh, that's so 2019.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I love this face-to-face. What do you think?
I think everything is best in balance. And so I'm obsessed with Zoom as well. It's been very efficient. I feel the human connection 95%, which is far greater than I expected. But it's interesting. I'm about to roll out something. I know a bunch of people in the company are watching right now at VaynerX, the holding company that has VaynerMedia in it. We're doing something at 1:37 p.m. because we have a site called 1:37pm.com. Every day at 1:37 p.m. starting, I think, February 1st for the company, we're doing a 15-minute little live kind of chat, fireside chat. Drew, I'm going to DM you and invite you to come and talk to the company about, you know, diversity and inclusion or a new strategy we have or somebody super amazing like Drew to make everybody smile. So for 15 minutes. And what I'm excited about, Ross, is that at 1:37 p.m., if it's 15 minutes, that actually means they can't take a meeting at 1:30 because at 1:37 they have to. That means at 1:52 they're done with this little kind of refresher each day. And it gives them kind of like 7 minutes before, 8 minutes on the back end to kind of break up their day. I think you've got to encourage people to balance themselves, but sometimes as an organization, you need to come up with little fun cultural things. And I think company leaders have to innovate, and I'm excited about the innovation we're rolling out.
I love that. Gary Vaynerchuk, I am just one of your biggest fans. I would love to be on anywhere you ask or call. I'm drinking all the Kool-Aid that you put out there in the world because it is helping us navigate how we live our best lives, how we put our best business feet forward, and how we have emotional wellness. And I just thank you for that because it's so easy to trust someone who's doing it.
Yeah.
And you are the king. Thank you, Gary, so much. Great. We'll be right back with your more drinks.
Great to meet you.
So amazing.
I love that.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is To the Point by Joey Butorick. Just started listening. I appreciate the transparency. No beating around the bush. I like how listening makes me feel like I'm just having a conversation with regular people. No status. Thanks to Joey Butorick. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.